You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has decided to strike down a law banning abortion in the state that was written in 1849. The much-anticipated ruling brings clarity in whether to enforce the 176-year-old law. The lawsuit challenging the ban was filed by State Attorney General Josh Call after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2023. Wisconsin's High Court ruled 4-3 to invalidate the law, with all four liberal justices voting in the majority and all three conservative justices dissenting. Justice Rebecca Dallet wrote the majority opinion. The Wisconsin legislature is set to take up the biennial budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The deal cuts income taxes by $1.3 billion for Wisconsinites, increases funding for the UW system, raises fees to pay for transportation projects, and adds new payments to child care providers as a critical government program ends. Republicans are happy to come to an agreement. Co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Republican Mark Bourne.
It's a compromise, right? We worked with the Gov, we worked with some other folks in the Senate side, and we had some different ways that we approach it this time. And with any compromise, there's things to like and there's things to dislike.
Democratic State Senator Kelda Roy says, although it's bipartisan, that doesn't make it a win.
We see a budget that was incredibly harmful, made slightly less harmful by Democratic input. But nonetheless, this is a far cry from what we need and what we deserve. The so-called tax cuts that are being touted by the majority party amount to a couple of dollars per pay period for an average middle-class family. That's going to be totally wiped out by the property tax increases.
The plan also includes measures to close Green Bay Correctional in 2029.
Plans in the Department of Corrections to make sure that we right-size and innovate in that area for the future, and also make sure that we close Green Bay Correctional.
But Roy says there are no guarantees.
Doing this trick again, to put it in this very fancy lockbox, where it's never going to happen. It is a phantom. It's a total mirage. There's nothing that we're doing in this budget that's going to allow Green Bay to be closed.
After it passes both chambers of the legislature, the budget will go to Governor Tony Evers. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Evers will have 10 business days to sign the budget into law once it reaches his desk. The U.S. Senate passed its budget bill dubbed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Senator Ron Johnson said that the bill helps avoid a $4 trillion tax increase and provides additional funding for border security and defense. Senator Tammy Baldwin says the bill is going to drop 700,000 Wisconsin residents from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program known as SNAP. The bill would also remove health care from hundreds of thousands of Wisconsin residents. The final vote in the Senate was 51-50, with Vice President J.D. Vance providing the tie-breaking vote. The bill still has to go through the House of Representatives before it can be signed into law. Wisconsin legislators and Governor Tony Evers have agreed on a new budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Child Care Counts is the government subsidy program that's helped providers stay afloat for years. A survey showed without that money, a quarter of child care centers across Wisconsin could close. The budget deal technically allows Child Care Counts to end while starting new initiatives and new payments to providers. Ruth Schmidt is the executive director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. She was hoping for something like this.
I have never felt this level of optimism about childcare, and I think that feels good. It feels like people are listening to advocates. They're listening to parents who are calling and saying, I'm in a crisis and I can't do this.
The plan also includes a $1.3 billion tax cut, increased funding for the UW system, more money for infrastructure and roads, and increases for special ed reimbursement rates. The budget deal is set to go to the full legislature for a vote tomorrow, and Republican leaders say they have the votes, even though a few Republicans in the Senate have said they wouldn't support the budget. After it gets approval from lawmakers, Governor Tony Evers would have 10 business days to sign it. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The full legislature will vote on the bill tomorrow. Thursday's Finance and Personnel Committee meeting will set the table for next Thursday's Common Council meeting. The committee will take action on the La Crosse Regional Airport's operating budget to help with two capital projects. It will also consider approving the first three phases of the Chalmers, a multi-purpose development on the site of the former La Crosse Tribune building. Other action items include funding for repairs to the roof of the La Crosse Center, legal funds for the Town of Campbell's incorporation petition, and five-year planning. One La Crosse County beach is closed for the holiday week, while two others have warning signs posted about elevated bacteria levels. According to the county's health department, Airport Beach is closed for swimming due to high levels of E. coli. In addition, warning signs are posted at Bluebird Springs Campground and Black River Beach. Since the county's last update in mid-June, all eight of the county's beaches have seen increases in E. coli, although for five of the eight beaches, the levels remain below the threshold needed for a warning or closure. The DNR is reminding people to be safe on Coulee Region waterways this holiday week. Recent heavy rains have caused rivers to swell and currents to become stronger. The Mississippi River is at action stage, and other area rivers are either cresting or just coming down from action stage after the area was drenched in multiple inches of rain over the past 2 weeks. The faster currents, potential for debris, and deeper water can create hazards for even experienced people, and the DNR said that anyone in the water should watch for changing conditions. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa in southwestern Wisconsin will stay open through the summer. The Iowa Department of Transportation said that the existing bridge, which was built in 1931, will stay open for now, but future closures are planned once the summer ends. The Blackhawk Bridge, which spans the Mississippi River from Lansing, Iowa to near DeSoto, Wisconsin, was closed from May 17th until June 9th this year and for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. A replacement bridge is being built and is set to open in 2027. Wisconsin legislators and Governor Tony Evers have agreed on a new budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
It includes the $1.3 billion tax cut Republicans had wanted, and the State Journal reports Governor Tony Evers has promised he will not veto it when it comes to his desk. Meanwhile, the plan gives what Evers calls the largest increase to the UW system in almost 20 years, with a $256 million jump over the next biennium. That includes money to stabilize campuses at risk of closing and increasing pay for staff. Republicans, including Speaker Robin Voss, have been pushing for an $87 million cut to the system. Co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Senator Howard Markline.
This budget has involved an awful lot of compromise. This is my fourth budget as co-chair of Joint Finance Committee, and this will be the fourth budget that the governor will sign. So I think that demonstrates, again, our ability to work across the aisle and get things done.
The plan also includes a large increase in special ed funding, money for child care providers, and more money for mental health services in schools. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The full legislature will vote on the bill tomorrow. Republican legislators on the state's Joint Finance Committee released only part of the funds allocated for 2023 Act 20, a law that mandates phonics-based instruction to address reading literacy in schools across Wisconsin. The law called for $50 million in funding, but only $9 million was released. The money will be used to hire over five dozen literacy coaches at schools with the lowest reading scores. The remaining $41 million is now returned to the state's general fund. Gas prices are down a little bit this week. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices fell 7.3 cents over the last week, landing at $2.96 in the state today. This is 1.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 30 cents lower than this time last year. Gas Buddy's Independence Day gas price forecast projects the national average price to fall to $3.15 on July 4th. This would be down nearly 35 cents from last year's national average and the lowest Independence Day average since 2021. Gas Buddy officials say if tensions in the Middle East remain contained and the U.S. avoids a major hurricane, the national average could fall below $3 at some point this summer.
Here in the Coulee region, gas prices have also sunk below $3 per gallon on average, largely keeping pace with the statewide average. Across the river, Houston County gas stations are still charging a little over $3 per gallon for gas, but prices have largely stayed in line with what people are paying in Wisconsin. Be safe this 4th of July holiday. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Safe, sane, sober. Three words to keep in mind when using fireworks at home. Most fire departments will recommend leaving the fireworks to the professionals. But with Independence Day celebrations, there are bound to be some people using fireworks at home. Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig said fireworks cause thousands of children to end up in the emergency room every year.
The biggest thing is the amount of injuries. We're looking at over 10,000 injuries caused by consumer fireworks every year. And the ones that are legal for consumers to buy are actually causing the majority of those injuries.
Sparklers are prime examples of that.
They burn at over 1,200 degrees. That's super hot. Obviously, the end of the metal rod on the sparkler is red hot when it's done burning. Sparklers account for 29% of fireworks injuries for children under the age of five.
For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
It'll be a very summer-like stretch through the weekend. Today will be warm and sunny with highs in the upper 80s and even 90 in some spots. It'll stay warm tomorrow with a chance of scattered showers in the evening. Independence Day will be hot and sunny during the day with highs pushing past 90 in most places here in the Cooley region. Friday into Saturday, there will be a chance of showers and storms with our best chances of rain on Saturday. Temperatures will fall back to normal early next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Let's play two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets rained out last night in New York, so the two teams playing a doubleheader today at 16-9. Milwaukee, the hottest team in the National League for the month of June. I asked Sal Frelick, does he feel confident about the crew right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we kind of came together almost about a month and a half ago now, and I think we kind of identified we maybe weren't playing our culture, our brand of baseball, and we fixed that pretty quickly, and good things started to happen. So as long as we can control that, I think we'll be in a good spot.
NBA, the Bucks land Pacers center Miles Turner in free agency, but release Damian Lillard. They'll pay Lillard $22.5 million per year for the next 5 years. So what does Giannis think?
Sources that relayed to me that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the Bucks' decision to buy out Damian Lillard for the remainder of his contract. He just didn't like how it was handled. And so I was told that he is not pleased with what transpired with Damian Lillard.
That's Chris Hayes of the NBA Network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sure, Dana Carvey is a great impressionist, but still prefers to be tactful, especially when impersonating President Joe Biden like he did during the SNL 50th anniversary broadcast. The creator of The Church Lady said to his co-host on the Fly on the Wall podcast, David Spade, that he took that approach because the former president was mentally compromised. Spade countered, saying Biden is fair game because he's in the public eye, putting himself on the total opposite end of the spectrum. That's why they make a great podcast hosting team. If you're looking for something binge-worthy, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out Department Q on Netflix. Writer, director, executive producer Scott Frank has come a long way as a writer since his first credit, which was an episode of The Wonder Years. Frank has written such films as Get Shorty, Minority Report, and the show The Queen's Gambit. Department Q follows Carl, a detective who becomes obsessed with a cold case following his own near-death experience. It's just addicting enough, so check it out. There's been lots of royal family drama over the last few years, which eventually culminated in a formal estrangement for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, also known as Harry and Meghan, which sounds a lot less sexy. Head of the not really necessary royal outfit, King Charles has made it known that he's going to buck tradition and wants the Sussexes to be front and center at his eventual funeral when the time comes. The New York Post reports that Charles has made it clear he would like his son Harry to walk side by side with his brother William, who will then be king. Charles has also stated that he would like Harry and Meghan and their children, Archie and Lilibet, good lord, they actually want people to dislike them, to take part in the lying in state and candlelight vigil portion of the funeral. There has been no comment yet from the Sussexes. I'm not being lazy. The Duchess and Duke are actually referred to by the county name. As the Squire of Marinette, Wisconsin, I can confirm this. Okay, moviegoers, it's been a great summer so far at the box office, but today is a big day for new releases and dinosaur lovers. That's right, Jurassic World Rebirth opens today, and wouldn't you know it, just in time for what is supposed to be a blockbuster holiday weekend. There is expected to be a lot more cha-ching at the box office thanks to the latest chapter in this Jurassic franchise. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and a whole bunch of CGI dinosaurs. Pretty sure the plot of the film involves dinosaurs wreaking havoc. Jurassic World Rebirth is currently coming in at just shy of fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with about 55%, and that should be enough to get people to the theaters for some T-Rex awesomeness. If you're worried that you've missed a couple of the previous films, I think you'll be okay. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop down to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, scattered storms, high of 87. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.